Welcome to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. I'm Kayleen Smith, founder of GoTime Training, inspirational speaker, fitness expert, and lifestyle coach. Each week, I will bring you an idea or special guest that will help you bust through your barriers, get motivated, and live the life you love. Get ready to take your life to the next level, to finally achieve your wildest dreams and radiate with magnetic energy every day. What are you waiting for? Let's go. Welcome back to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. I'm so excited for today's guest, Dr. Ryan Dopps. Dr. Ryan is a board-certified doctor of chiropractic. He enjoys working with patients to not only help to alleviate their pain, but also helping in achieving their overall health and wellness goals. Totally up my alley. He is a frequent guest speaker for corporate wellness programs regarding preventative measures about stress management and the multitude of benefits that come from leading a healthy lifestyle. From infants to professional athletes, Dr. Ryan finds great joy in helping anyone he comes in contact with. He is truly a health and wellness leader in the Wichita community, and I can tell you as a patient and a friend of Dr. Ryan, he and his wife are amazing at what they do. So let's dive right in and hear from the doctor himself. Welcome, Dr. Ryan.
Hey, how are you? You gave me goosebumps there. That's good.
I have to tell you, you and Denise are just the kindest people ever. I've so enjoyed getting to know you both, and I'm really excited to dive in to what you do today. So let's start with, what made you so passionate about chiropractic work?
That's a big question, and it's a simple answer. The big thing about chiropractic to me is how amazing it is to see people at their full potential. And, you know, you being a life coach and a trainer and all of that, you understand taking people from where they've been to showing them something better. And a lot of times people don't even understand what better means. You know, they've got a goal in mind of, you know, this weight because that's where they felt good in college, but that weight wasn't correct for where they needed to be even then. You know what I mean? So sometimes our standards and goals aren't really where they should be or what keeps them healthy and active and moving in that direction. And so one thing that I'm passionate about is teaching people how their bodies work. And when you get to see the human body heal from something that it shouldn't, quote unquote, heal from, or, you know, taking somebody and allowing them to achieve goals. And that fires me up and it gets me really passionate. So, the big thing is that there's nothing bigger than life. And so my stance, what we do in chiropractic is we remove interference from the individual and we allow the individual to express more life potential through their nerve system because it's functioning the way that it was designed to. And when you do that, you can get back out of the way and you don't have to question where the healing comes from in somebody. It's not coming from a supplement, which they're important. It's not coming from an exercise, which is important, and nutrition, which is important, but it's coming from that power within them, and it's allowing them to heal and recover and restore back to the way that they were designed to. And I absolutely love that. I honestly get more fired up every day than I was the day before. And so you mentioned my wife, and I'm thankful that I'm married to a chiropractor because I'm pretty obsessed about this stuff, and I think that she would have left me a long time ago if she wasn't a chiropractor as well and understood why I get so fired up about this. So that's great. We make a good team.
Yeah, so one of your sayings is express more life, and that's what you're all about. So for people that have maybe never been to a chiropractor or just never experienced the type of chiropractic work you do, kind of walk them through what a visit looks like.
Sure. No, that's a great question. Express more life is really what it's about. The nerve system is a pathway. It's a conduit or a tube that allows the intelligence of the brain or the electrochemical energy. I use a lot of terms that are interchangeable, but they resonate with different people. So, you know, we can talk about mental impulses, which is the signal that comes from the brain down the spinal cord, out the nerves to the cell, organ, or tissue, which is every tissue is innervated by the nerve system. We can call them mental impulses. We can call them nerve impulses. We can call it intelligence. We can call it tweets if that's what resonates with people. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. We're talking about the same thing. To me, that's life, and that's the simplest way to put it. Scientifically, it's called innate intelligence or inborn intelligence or your subconscious, right? Again, all the same term. When you look at the nerve system and how it's organized, it goes to every cell, tissue, and organ, and it goes to every gland. So when we look at individuals that aren't expressing life or are subluxated, it's where the bone's out of place, putting pressure on the nerve, they're not expressing their full potential. And so what I do in my practice is we do, you say, like, walk you through a visit. Your initial visit, we do an evaluation to figure out where the subluxation or the misaligned bone that's putting pressure on the nerve is at. And from there, we build your case or your pattern of dysfunction. And so some people, it happens to be in their low back or their mid back or their neck. And either way, we're gonna ultimately find where this primary subluxation is at, and we're going to start to remove it. And what's cool is that the adjustment doesn't heal you. So the adjustment isn't actually it's not a therapy, to be honest with you. It's a system that we use. Chiropractic in general is a system that we use in order to locate nerve interference and remove it. And once the nerve interference is removed, your brain and body have a better connection, and you start to express more life. You start to express a higher quality of life than sometimes you've ever expressed before. If you've never seen a chiropractor, there's good things in store for you by starting up with what's called a principled or you know, straight chiropractor, because you can get this amazing result because your body's tuned back into the intelligence in your brain. It's fascinating.
So is there a trigger that somebody will feel in their body and that tells them, I need to go see a chiropractor? You know, I get clients all the time that say, I have back pain. I might need to go see a chiropractor.
Right. You know, pain is the number one symptom, right? Pain is the number one symptom in the world, actually. There's over 1,500 different symptoms, and you can experience the effects of subluxation without even experiencing pain. There's a study done in 1995. It was published in the Journal of Spine, and it's amazing. It's not a chiropractic journal. It's actually an orthopedic journal, but they said that it takes between a 40 to 60% compression of the nerve before patients were reporting pain. And so you can have a huge compression of a nerve, and they equated that actually to the weight of a dime on a nerve will compress it and reduce the flow of information going through there 40 to 60%. So you can experience dysfunction in tissues before you have pain in your back. Pain is always the last thing to come on and the first thing to go away because of how the nerve fiber is actually comprised. So people can experience shortness of breath or a difficulty of their bronchial tubes dilating, and we may call that asthma. They may experience, you know, stomach or digestion problems, or maybe even slow bowels. And we can call those different things medically. But in chiropractic, they boil back to finding the cause, which is the nerve interference stopping that tissue from functioning correctly. What's interesting is as the nerve gets compressed so bad, then the pain starts up. And that's really just like a warning light, just like the lights on your car and your dash that say, check engine soon. It doesn't tell you what's going on specifically, but it's a big enough light. It's a bright enough light that says, you gotta slow down for a minute because your expression of life isn't correct right now to this tissue, and it's causing some damage. So one thing that I teach patients about is to listen to their body. There's an old saying that says, if you listen when your body is whispering, you don't have to stop when it's screaming. You know, so many times people will wait until their body's screaming at them with pain before they say, okay, I'm going to go try this chiropractic thing because I've heard it helps with pain. So, yeah, we're really not into, to be honest with you, we're really not into managing people's pain, because the pain is just a warning light that says, go get checked out. It would kind of be equivalent to, you know, covering up your light on your dash and thinking the problem's, you know, fixed when you cruise down the road and your engine seizes up. You know, it's kind of a silly analogy, but I think you get what I'm saying there.
Completely, and I think it's amazing how smart the body is if we just slow down and tune into it to understand what it's telling us.
Absolutely.
So one big thing, you know me, I'm huge into mindset. Mm-hmm. And when somebody's spinal cord is not aligned correctly or it's pinching nerves, what can that do to the brain?
Oh, man, it's amazing what it does to the brain. Yeah, I'm actually teaching a workshop through the Kansas Department of Health here in the beginning of June, and it's for educators, early childhood educators. And what we're talking about at this workshop is the effects of stress on the nerve system. And it is absolutely fascinating when you get looking at how the body, number one, adapts and coordinates, but how it processes its environment. And, you know, to be honest with you, the body is, as you said, it's so amazing how it can keep going under immense amount of stress and under immense amount of dysfunction. So what happens, the long and the short, is as you have stress happen in your life, and stress can really come from three different causes. And for simplicity, we'll call them the three T's. So the three T's are trauma, toxins, and thoughts. Okay. So when you have trauma, whether it's repetitive or traumatic, you have, you know, a slip and fall all the way to sitting at your desk all day long. That's repetitive and, you know, traumatic stress. Those will cause the bones to shift out of place, put pressure on the nerve. You can have chemical or toxic stress in your body due to what you're putting into it. So we talked about nutrition shortly. And then you can also have the thoughts. So that's emotional stress in your life. We've all been to that point where we have stress kick in and you wonder why your shoulders are sitting on your ears, you know, and you have to take a deep breath and let those things drop back down to where they should be. What happens when the nerve system is under any amount of stress? The first stage is that the spinal cord actually becomes stretched. And not to go into a whole bunch of detail here, but there's a thing called the HPA axis, the hypothalamic pituitary axis, and it's this balance that your body, or the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, excuse me, and it's this balance that your body has, this system that your body has to balance your hormones and to help you compensate and deal with stress. We've all heard of cortisol before, right? And cortisol gets the bad rap of being the stress hormone, meaning when you're under stress, your body releases cortisol. And when cortisol is released, it allows you to start to store fat in your trunk area, right? So, you know, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, Cortislim was a big over-the-counter supplement that you could take in order to reduce the effects of cortisol. Well, my question has always been, let's not go after the high release of cortisol. Let's deal with the thing that's causing you to release it, right? So if you think about it and make it real simple, let's say we take a field trip and we go to the zoo, okay? And we're walking around the zoo on this beautiful day, and they come over the loudspeaker and they say, you know, thank you for coming to the zoo. We appreciate you guys being here. By the way, one of the tigers has just escaped. Okay. You better believe we're going to go into a stress response. That's going to be great. That HPA axis is going to flip on its head and we're going to get a big dump of cortisol to help us deal with stress. In the meantime, our blood pressure is going to rise. Our pupils are going to dilate. The hair on the back of our neck is going to stand up because we need to be tuned in to our environment in order to get away from that tiger, right? The blood's going to shift from our stomach and go to our legs. That's called the sympathetic response. We've all heard it before, called the fight or flight response. Now, that's the nerve system taking in what's happening in their environment and shifting gears so that we can adapt. Now, if we were to go into, and I'll maybe pause here for a second. I'm not about bashing medicine. I'm not about taking the place of a medical doctor or anything like that. I just want people to understand how their bodies are working and to know that there's a different approach rather than masking symptoms with drugs, okay?
And I think you agree with me that there's a time and a place for medicine, but
absolutely,
we can get to the root cause before it's too late, just like what you spoke about earlier. When you have pain, that's that signal going off.
You nailed it.
Hopefully we tune in earlier than that signal, and we don't have to cover it up with medicine.
That's exactly right. You come into my office with a, you know, gushing carotid artery. I'm not going to say, well, lay down, let's get you adjusted here. You're going straight to the ER, right? So if we were to go into that situation with that tiger and we were to go into our MD's office and have our vitals taken, what they would see is they'd see a person that has high blood pressure, that our blood work would show this increased level of cortisol and all of these stress hormones, and we'd get labeled with the diagnosis of, you know, high blood pressure, probably hypertension, probably some type of, you know, breathing dysfunction, some type of hormone imbalance. And you can see where I'm going with this, right? Now, anybody who can see it from where we're looking at it is going to say, well, that's not true. It's because there's a tiger chasing these people. Well, what happens in our body is if we're not dealing with stress correctly through trauma, toxins, and thoughts, what happens is we start to process our environment and our bodies have this response to it. And we look back at our body and we're like, well, hold on. I'm just going to work every day. I'm just eating the same food that I've always eaten. And I'm thinking the same thought patterns that I've always thought. Why is my body reacting this way? So because we're not actually physically getting chased by a tiger, we start to look at it like, well, we've got dysfunction. And so we start to mask the symptoms of the dysfunction of our body with drugs, sometimes with, you know, alcohol, with recreational drugs, with all kinds of different things. And, you know, I mean, you're big on understanding people's patterns and how they get addicted to things. And that's a big thing. So everything is processed through the nerve system. And when we look at any type of symptom in the body, it's not, is this bad or good? It's that this is what's present. Let's see if we can find the cause of it. And so there's a big shift that happens when you start to allow your body to start to process correctly, because the nerve system's clear and it allows that adaptability and coordination to your environment to really kick in. Does that make sense?
For sure, yeah. So I know when I've come in to see you, you're going to have to tell me what it is. The thing you rolled down my back.
Yeah, the nerve scan, yeah.
So we did the nerve scan, and some of the signs and symptoms that I had in my head coming in with, this nerve scan showed exactly, and they line up exactly with the spinal nerve chart, which,
right.
Can people find that on your website?
They should be able to, but it's nothing proprietary to me. So if you just type in a nerve function chart and Google search it, you'd be able to come up with it. Okay. But I can provide a link to you that you can put somewhere. I'm sure we can put it on Facebook or something.
Yeah, for sure. So this chart was truly amazing and so eye-opening that everything lined up to the scan that you did. Can you tell me, I know you've told me some stories, amazing transformation stories. What's one that you've seen in your practice that really sticks out to you?
You want something today or do you want something just in general? Because that's how it is.
Whatever one that's kind of on your mind right now.
Sure. So just to kind of fill in the gap here, we have an instrument in the office that is called a neurotherm scanner. So if you just break down the words, neuro is obviously nerve, therm is temperature, and then it's a scanner. So it's a handheld device that takes a reading of your nerve system, kind of like an EKG does, right, with your heart patterns. This measures the patterns of the nerve system. And so when the brain sends electrochemical energy down the spinal cord. I got to say this is cool. 60% of the oxygen that you take in and 40% of the glucose that your body takes in and processes goes directly to your brain. And if we were to walk up to any fire and we were to put a bunch of oxygen and a bunch of fuel on it, Kayleen, what happens to that fire?
It explodes.
It explodes. It goes crazy. Well, the brain is the same way. It's a chemical processing center. And as you send in a bunch of fuel and a bunch of oxygen, you get this massive amount of energy. And I always have to remind people when I tell them this, I'm not schizophrenic, so I'm not seeing things, but I can almost envision this energy shooting down the spinal cord, out these nerve roots, going to all the cells, tissues, and organs, and that's what powers them. The cool thing is it also carries data to it. So it's kind of like that cable that you charge into the bottom of your iPhone. It's charging and syncing data. So there's a two-way, you know, communication going on. Plus there's also energy that's transferred through that. So this nerve scan, as we scan the spine, we're looking for a subluxation based off of the closure of the hole the nerve exits in the spine, and it stops that flow of electrochemical energy going out to the tissue. And this thing's programmed through research from Johns Hopkins to pick up where nerve interference lies. So it's basically, there's resistance and it's not flowing through there correctly. We're able to scan and we can see exactly where it's at. So I use that as a measurement of your physiology of your body. And then we take digital x-rays and we can see what the anatomy looks like. So when a new patient comes in, its anatomy and its physiology lining right up. And so you compare that to the nerve function chart, and the person can see why they're expressing those symptoms. So it could be symptoms of, you know, of asthma or infertility or bedwetting, if, you know, if it's a child or even an adult for that matter. But you can line things up really, really crystal clear and provide answers, and bigger than that, provide hope. So, you know, one of my favorite things is like I had a lady a couple weeks ago. She comes in with low back pain. And so she comes in and we do the nerve scan on her, and I start looking at this thing and I turn back to my nerve function chart and I said, you understand how this works? These are the nerves that exit your spine. These are the body parts they go to. And these are the signs and symptoms that can happen if these nerves are compromised and not allowing the tissue to work correctly. And she goes, huh, you know, and I looked at her scan and I said, are you having issues with constipation, right? Cause that's where she was spiked at L1 or the first lumbar. And I think this is a good point to maybe jump in and say this, that chiropractic does not treat conditions. It does not treat diseases, conditions, syndromes. Chiropractic isn't chiropractic. What chiropractic is the removal of interference so life can express back to the tissue. Okay. And that's a big thing, because people will be like, they'll say all the time, say, oh, well, you treated so-and-so for this. And it's like, no, I didn't. I removed the interference and their body healed themselves. So Carmen, this lady, she says, well, yeah, how did you know that? And I said, well, this is where the nerves go. What are you experiencing? She says, well, I have gastroparesis. And so for years, she's taken Miralax and different stool softeners and different things to try to get the byproducts, the waste products, out of her body. She tried to go to the bathroom. She goes maybe once or twice every couple weeks. We're talking, you know, number two, right? And so I said, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know if this interference is here, your body's not working correctly. So the coolest thing is she starts coming in, and by the second or third visit, she's excited because she's got number two, you know, and oh, it's kind of a funny thing.
Amazing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I know. Right. And so it's funny. And that's just one example. I think I've actually told you different examples of that going on over the years that I've known you, but it's an easy one because people get so messed up with things, and I could go on and I could talk symptoms and maybe not symptoms. I could talk how people's lives are transformed by removing nerve interference all day long, from literally seeing somebody with constipation to some people may not understand it, but I've seen people heal with doing nothing else other than chiropractic care with cancer. And I've seen it with my own eyes. And again, chiropractic does not treat cancer. That is definitely not what I'm saying. But at the same time, when we find the interference and remove it, life is able to express back to those tissues.
So that kind of leads into my next question. So say someone comes in and they say, Dr. Ryan, I have pain on my upper right side of my neck shoulder area. Mm-hmm. And you get in there and you see that it's a totally different area of their body. This is stuff that we see at the Go Time Training Studio all the time, that they have pain in a certain area and we can tell that it's truly somewhere else.
Right.
What is that?
Well, a lot of times people will report their symptoms a lot of times after a secondary, they'll basically report a secondary problem. Okay. So, you know, the easy answer would be like maybe this analogy that, you know, you complain of flies infesting your house, right? You got flies in the kitchen. Well, the flies look like the problem, but the real problem is that the trash needs to be taken out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so what can happen is people can get off in their spine. So just this morning, here's a good example. Just this morning, I had a patient that came in, a new patient. We looked at her x-rays, and we could see that her pelvis was off. Okay, her pelvis had rotated and twisted, and so it was about 8 millimeters off, which makes a big difference. It's about a quarter of an inch or a little over a quarter of an inch off. That created a kink in her, a bend, a subluxation in her upper lumbar spine, so around L1, L2. Now, she wasn't experiencing the symptoms of constipation or any bowel issues, but she had pain that radiated down and around the front of her leg. So she comes in with this issue that says, no, I've got pain on the front of my leg. When I look at her x-rays, she's got this dysfunctional spot in her spine about where her rib cage meets her, her rib cage ends. That's where her problem originated from, but it was expressing symptoms down onto the front of the thigh. And so you can look at all of this stuff and figure out, well, we can adjust that one area where the nerves pinched at L1, L2, but until we get the pelvis balanced back out, it's going to continue expressing those symptoms. If she were to take a drug and cover up those symptoms, her body would eventually heal because that's what it's designed to do. But the question is it healing in the right place? Or is it healing out of place? And then later on down the road, she'd express some symptom up in her shoulders and into her neck because we never really addressed the issue.
Exactly, exactly. So at what age should someone start seeing a chiropractor?
That's an awesome question. And, if we're talking about the expression of life, which is, my office, we don't deal with the suppression of symptoms. We deal with the expression of life. My opinion, everybody should be checked at birth. It's really pretty simple there. There's a lot of leading medical doctors from John Hopkins and from Duke and from Harvard that say the same thing, that every newborn should have their spine examined by a chiropractor because the birth process is super traumatic. There was one study done that when you start to look at the developing brain, a lot of people don't know this, but when you look at the developing brain, 95% of brain function happens in the brain stem. So we're not even talking about the brain that we know it as, okay? So like up in the head, this is like down basically between the ears. That's where the brain stem lies. Now, right between there is also what's called the atlas, or the first bone in the entire spinal cord. Now, John Hopkins said that when a newborn passes through the birth canal, the chances of that bone getting out of place is 95%. So it's an easy study to remember because both numbers are 95%. Mm-hmm. 95% of brain function happens where 95% of newborns get subluxated. And so that's huge. So you're starting life out with pressure on your brain stem, and that's the place where life is, it literally originates from. And then it's the major point that links the brain to the body. Have you ever, you know this, I'm sure, but like you've heard before that what you think on the right side of your brain happens on the left side of your body. So if you're going to wave your right hand, that thought process originates in the left cortex of the brain.
Uh-huh, I've heard that.
Right. So that process of that crossing over in the nerve system from it to go to the left brain to right hand is a term called decussation. So that's where the nerve fibers cross over. That happens right inside the brainstem at the same area that we're talking about. So it literally is the point where the integration of the brain and body happens. And so it's super important to have that first bone checked after birth. I had a little guy in last week. We were checking him at 12 hours old, and he wasn't nursing. He was really fussy. His head was rotated to the right and didn't want to rotate it. It would rotate. It wasn't an issue, but he didn't want to. So we adjusted him at 12 hours and then at 36 hours old. And by the time he got done with his first adjustment, he started nursing a lot better. He's able to latch on and start to nurse better. And then by the second day after I got adjusted him, he was totally fine. He'd rotate his head both ways, and it's amazing. The thing I get humbled about the most is that the intelligence of the body just created this little being, right? Mm-hmm. This intelligence in the brain, you go from 2 cells to 80 trillion cells in 280 days. And there's a massive amount of intelligence that forms that. And so when the baby exits the womb, in my opinion, it doesn't need any more help getting with anything else. It just needs to be balanced out through the traumatic process of birth so that stress response isn't activated from the get-go. And then that body is able to thrive from the very beginning with a balanced and healthy nerve system.
And that is true expression of life. You know,
absolutely.
So since I'm all about health, wellness, I really take a naturopathic approach to everything. That's one reason why I wanted to have you on here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, how do you personally stay fit and healthy with being a husband, a business owner, a dad? What do you do?
Well, first off, I've got an amazing partner, and you know, she, Denise, my wife, is absolutely supportive of everything. And just, she's my biggest motivator. She's my biggest fan. We complement each other so well. And that's the number one thing. The second thing is just routine. I think we're all creatures of habit. So finding that routine and getting into it, for instance, Saturday morning, you know, this last weekend, we had a busy day planned, and my wife and I just celebrated our 10th anniversary. So we were going to go downtown and do some fun things here in Wichita and just goof off kid free. And, you know, I knew that was going to be a good day. I wanted to be feeling good. I wanted to be functioning well. So 6 a.m. on, you know, quote, my day off, was at the gym doing my normal thing like I do every day, you know. And so routine is the biggest thing. In that, waking up early, going through a process of clearing my mind through some intentional thoughts, some affirmations or meditation, and then going and working out and getting, you know, my chemistry working correctly. I get adjusted at least once a week just to stay at optimal, in my opinion, optimal function. I always think it's interesting. People come to chiropractors and they go from down in the dumps, not feeling good. Sometimes they've been everywhere else and they start getting adjusted and they start to feel back to normal again. And if it works that well to take them from down in the dumps where nothing else has helped back to, you know, back to normal, imagine what it would do is if you stayed on it and you went from normal to optimal. Right. And I think that's such a big thing that people need to understand is that chiropractic optimizes your expression of life. And so, so that's what I do is I get up, I get through my routine. I do that. There's days where I fast. There's days where, having a balanced life, I think is it, you don't fast every day, of course, but, there's days where I indulge, there's days where I don't, but it's having that balance, you know, in order to have that proper expression, I guess, is probably the best phrase there.
For sure. And I loved how you said living an optimal life. I feel like too many people don't realize how bad they feel. And I was one of those people for years and years. I ate poorly. I didn't work out. I definitely didn't see a chiropractor. I was just miserable, but that became my new norm. So
right.
That's one reason why I'm doing the Gorgeous Strength Summit in August. And I want to tell everybody that you are going to be one of the guest speakers there. I'm so excited about that. One of your big passions is talking about obstacles and resistance. So I can't wait to have you on the second day too. I know it's for women only, but we had coffee, what was it, last week, and sitting there talking to you, I left so inspired. So I was like, he can talk to a group of women and totally inspire them.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm honored. And it's August 25th through the 27th, by the way.
Yes.
So, I'm honored to be part of it. It's my passion. You know, a lot of times we can get so wrapped up in thinking that we just adjust spines, but I think that through the education process, we end up adjusting minds, right? And shifting people, to understand that their bodies can heal, understanding that they're strong enough, that they're good enough. And I know that sounds a little cliche in our culture that we have because there's a lot of empowerment going on. And I love that. I love that people are taking responsibility for their lives and stepping up to that kind of ownership role. But man, it's just people, The human body is so amazing. One of my favorite quotes is that it doesn't take anything to train your body, but it takes a lot to train your mind. You know, that's maybe more of a mindset than it is a quote, I guess, but getting your mind set on what you want and then going through the motions to get there. It's kind of like you figure out the why you want to do something and the how, you'll figure that out along the way. But so many times people will want to know the how before they know the why. And with weight loss, with fitness, with most health things, whether it's financial health or, you know, your physical health, if you've got a strong enough why, you're going to figure out the how. And the how's the easy part, to be honest with you. But you've got to be so convicted and so set on your mindset that there's no backing down from this. I'm going for it. You know, there's a phrase I love, is just burn the ships. You know, like, yeah. I'm not turning around. Burn the ships. We're all in. Let's go for it.
For sure. Well, Dr. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on today. How can listeners learn more about you?
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to come on. Well, we're located in Wichita. We're at 21st and Greenwich, Dobbs Chiropractic there. People can find me online. I think everything that we do is under the DRDOPPS or Dr. Dobbs. So Facebook/Dr. Dobbs or Instagram, Twitter, all of that stuff. Socially, you can find us just with Dr. Dobbs as either the hashtag or the name. But you know, they can reach my office. We can set up consultations. Our phone number there is 316-636-5550. Our website is drdobbs.com. And I'd love the opportunity to connect with your listeners and figure out how we can help them, you know, express life to the fullest. Because as I started out saying, there's nothing bigger than life. That's what we're all about.
Yes, I love it. And for those of you ladies that are listening and you'd like to see Ryan help you overcome your obstacles and resistance, or you just want to learn more about the Gorgeous Strength Summit, you can text the word GORGEOUS to 316-835-0666, and I'll send you a lot more information. Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much for coming on today. I appreciate you and the gift you've given to our listeners. You guys, if you love this episode, make sure you share it, and please take a moment to leave me a 5-star review. Until next time, make today something you will be proud of tomorrow.